This needs to be prefaced with the fact that my girlfriend and I have been talking more lately and opening up about stuff that we want. This has been making me feel more comfortable with myself, otherwise I don't think this would have played out like it did, and which makes this such an interesting experience to me. I was horny all night at work. Like getting so hard I couldn't stand up from under my desk for a good few minutes horny. I needed to get some. And for some reason, I didn't just need to get some. I needed to fuck with a capital F. So I'm driving home, thinking of all the things I wanted to do to her and psyching myself up because I know I have a dom side in me but I'd never really fully unleashed it with her. I was also preparing for disappointment because she wasn't feeling great the day before. She had said she felt better before bed and was probably going to work unless she felt bad again in the morning, and she's always gone before I get home. So imagine how hard I get when I see her car was still there as I pulled in. I go inside and see the bedroom door is still closed, so I try to be as quiet as I can in case she's still asleep. I get my stuff settled and go into the bedroom to check on her. She's awake but still in bed, so I ask how she's feeling and she says good but she overslept, that's why she's still there. I asked if she was going into work and she debated that herself. I mentioned it would help if she didn't, that way I didn't need to take an Uber to pick her up since we were doing something later that night that was further south of her job. I leave the room so I can go get changed out of my work clothes while she thinks it over. I smile when I hear her call out of work and settle back into bed. I strip down to just my boxers and walk back in. She's pulled the covers back over her and I'm having none of that. I grab the edge and pull them off, a disgruntled groan followed by a question of why I took them away. I don't say a word, just untied her pajama bottoms and pulled them down and off in one motion. This caught her by surprise, but before she had time to really react, I was on my knees on the bed in front of her, lifting and spreading her legs. I glanced up at her and simply said I was hungry before burying my face in her spread pussy. I'm one of those somewhat rare guys that loves to eat pussy, and I had been craving hers all night, so I dove in like a man possessed. I spread her lips wide as my tongue darted up and down her slit, gently sliding over her clit. Something about her tired state must have made her extra sensitive because she was moaning and whimpering like crazy, her legs quivering and wrapping around my head. I sucked her clit into my mouth for a few seconds, driven by pure lust at this point. I didn't want to stop lapping up her juices, eating her pussy out like it was my last meal. After a few minutes I pulled my head back, my beard covered in her juices. But I was nowhere near done. I leaned over her and wrapped my arms around her back, lifting her up to a sitting position before pulling her shirt up over her head and tossing it onto the floor. I reached in and kissed her passionately, our tongues fighting wildly as she tasted herself on my lips. I broke the kiss after a moment and grabbed her hips, turning her onto her stomach. I wrapped my fingers around both sides of her waist and lifted her legs up, propping her on her knees and burying her face in the pillows. A second later my tongue was back in her pussy, my fingers digging in and spreading her lips even more now. I was driving her wild, her breathing heavy and her body quivering. Another few minutes later and I come back up for air again, kissing up her thighs slowly, teasing her even more. My lips press against her ass cheeks and then up the small of her back as my body follows, my chest pressing against her back. My hands roam up her sides, and as my kisses reach her shoulders, I grab her by the arms and pull her torso upright. We're now both kneeling on the bed, me behind her, my bulge rubbing up against her ass cheeks through my boxers. My hands caress every inch of her body, squeezing her breasts as I nibble at her earlobe. I told her how much I needed her, needed her sexy body, and how this moment was all I kept thinking about all night. She loves hearing me talk about how sexy I think she is, and her body shows it as I feel her shudder at my words, biting her lip. I reach down between us and pull my boxers down, my hard cock springing free as I slip them down and off my legs. I press back against her, kissing and touching wildly all over her body as I rub my shaft between her ass cheeks. Her moaning is driving me wild and I'm giving into my lust and the dom within. I push her down on her stomach and flip her onto her back again. I go to spread her legs wide, ready to push my cock inside her, but the sight of her pussy makes the hunger grow inside me again. I exclaimed that I needed her pussy back in my mouth in a husky, almost possessed voice before diving back in. This time though, she's soaking wet. Wetter than I've ever felt her pussy before, and I had a feeling it was because I had taken control. My tongue is buried deep past her pussy lips now, licking her with a primal urgency as I hold her legs up by her thighs. There's a gap between them and her hand is reaching through it and gripping my hair, pulling me into her pussy and holding me there, an action that only made me go harder, her other hand gripping the sheets under her heart. My face is coated in her juices, my beard absolutely drenched now. I've finally had my fill, sitting up and sliding my knees under her ass, lifting her up by her legs, something that surprised both of us for a moment, the results of my new gym routine. I stared at her with passion and lust as I rubbed my cock up and down her dripping slit and teasing her clit. When I was nice and wet, I lined my head up and gently pushed, only wanting the tip and to tease her some more. What I wasn't prepared for was how wet she was on the inside, my tip and then some slipping in easily. Her face contorted in pure bliss, her mouth and eyes wide, moans barely escaping her lips as my head rubbed her G-spot from the angle. I pulled almost all the way out and that's when the need to fuck instinct kicked back in and I lunged back and buried myself all the way in. This elicited a slight scream from her, a pillow in hand and covering her mouth halfway through her exclamation. I could feel her juices running down onto my balls as I stayed buried in her, marveling aloud at how wet she was. I watched her twitch and moan, loving the feeling of absolute control I had over her at that moment. I slowly pulled out and rammed back in, another yelp coming through the pillow, spurring me on. Back out and all the way in, starting a steady pace that soon became a jackhammering, my arm pinning her legs up in front of me, my free hand going back and forth between rubbing her clit and groping her breasts. I let go. I let go of any stress I had been feeling at work, any hang-ups I had about showing this side of myself. I took it all and channeled it into my hips. And it just felt right. I was a beast at this point, grunting and growling as I pounded into her heart, something I knew she loved and that made her moan even louder, the pillow tossed aside as she gripped the sheets again, not caring who heard anymore. I could see the pleasure in her face but a wince of pain was creeping in every so often. I knew she wouldn't be able to take being bent like that for much longer but that was fine. I had other plans in mind. I pulled out suddenly, a look of disappointment washing over her. Before she could protest though, she saw the look in my eyes and heard my voice. I told her to get on her knees. I didn't ask. I didn't move her myself like before. I commanded her and I loved the feeling it gave me as I did. For a moment she hesitated and Dawn Me took over, my hands grabbing her hips and rolling her over with a bit of force, telling her again that I had said to get on her knees. A slap on the ass punctuated the action and she yelped again, a hint of surprise lacing her voice, followed by a whimper. She was on her elbows now and attempted to look back but I put a stop to that. I told her to get down low like a good slut, a name that was commonplace in our bedroom but the tone it was said in was not. I pushed my palm into her shoulders and pressed her face back into the pillows, grabbing her hips and lifting her ass up more. She let it happen now, relinquishing any control that might have been left and I took it and ran. My hands still wrapped around her hips, I got off my knees, planting my feet on either side of the outside of her legs and squatted behind her, my cock lined back up with her pussy. I slapped her ass again, spread her cheeks and buried myself to the hilt. I could see her mouth open and a squeal of pleasure escape as I got as deep as I could. I didn't hold long and my hips were quickly thrusting at the same pace as before. I growled between thrusts, expressing how much I loved fucking her pussy, my heavy balls slapping hard against her clit as she moaned louder and louder. I reached down, grabbed her hair in a ponytail and pulled back, lifting her chest off the bed and arching her back. My cock was a blur now, getting deeper as I bent her back, aiming down slightly so my head rubbed her G-spot with every pass. I told her that her pussy belonged to me, something I wouldn't have dreamed would have left my mind a few weeks ago but here I was, claiming her pussy as mine and she loved it. Even though I was fueled by lust, a 12-hour shift takes a toll on any man. I pumped a few more times before pulling out and falling onto my back, breathing hard and recovering. She collapsed in a quivering mess and curled up, whimpering and moaning which caused me to worry for a moment. I reached out and rubbed her foot gently, looking over at her. I started to ask if she was okay but she knew and nodded softly. I smiled back, continuing to rub her leg for a moment before sitting up. I needed to rehydrate so I made my way to the kitchen and drank about half a bottle of cool water before heading back in and cuddling up behind her, holding her close as we talked about everything that had just happened. She confirmed that she had never been wetter than she was during the last hour and that she loved every second of it. There is a second part to this story, so let me know if you all want to hear more.